Welcome back to Return to Disc. Just got back from Dune Part 2. I don't usually talk about movies that are in theaters right now, but Dune Part 2, I gotta say, was better than Dune Part 1. Wasn't the biggest fan of Dune Part 1. I fell asleep in theaters when I saw it the first time. Then I watched it at home, got through it, but mostly had problems with character and just it kind of just ended, didn't feel like a closure. I feel like if you have a movie, even if it's a part one, you should sort of have like a sort of an ending. Part two takes off right where part one left off and it improves on everything. Still has some character issues, but the visuals are just amazing, and the new cast members, particularly Austin Butler, he's just awesome. And there's a particular scene where it's black and white, it's just fantastic. You got to see it for the scope, for Denis Villeneuve's visual style. I still don't think he's nailed character in many of his movies. My favorite movie still of his is Blade Runner 2049. Again, but there's no denying he can direct, and the visual style of Dune Part 2 is amazing. Hans Zimmer's score also equally as amazing. Put those things together, and you know, the movie theater I was in, the screen was actually shaking. So there were scenes where I don't think it was intentionally supposed to shake, but it shook. The bass shook the screen in several scenes. If you loved the first movie, if you liked it at all, you'll love the second movie. If you didn't care for the part one like me, you'll enjoy part two. I feel like you don't even need to watch part one, to be honest with you. I felt like as much as I hadn't watched part one in a couple years, I still remembered a lot of things, and I was still pleasantly surprised at moments, but not totally. I don't know how to explain that, but there's scenes that I loved in part two, and then there's like an hour in the beginning where I was like, okay, we're back on the same level as part one, where I'm kind of, let's get there. You know, this is beautiful, but let's get there. But then the second half of the film is just, honestly, it's fantastic. It really picks up and makes me want to watch a third movie like right now. I want to know what happens. So I guess I got to read the books. Do you guys watch Dune Part 2? Let me know. All right, some fun news came out this week as far as physical media. So let's talk about it. Succession. It's a complete series coming to Blu-ray. It's always nice to see the TV shows get some release. And we're getting the full Succession. So if you're into Succession, pick up that. Amelie getting a steelbook. That's cool. On March 26th, not a 4K restoration or anything like that. It's just a Blu-ray steelbook. Okay, so it's a new 2K restoration. All right. Very cool. And then Crybaby 4K coming from Kino Lorber. John Waters film that I haven't seen. But this is intriguing. Gives me a reason to watch it now. Gloria is getting a 4K Blu-ray Steelbook Edition and a Dolby Vision upgrade. And this Steelbook looks amazing. It really fits the film. Love that movie. If you haven't seen Gloria, check it out. I got Vinegar Syndrome coming. Got a couple things from them. And I got some stuff from Kino coming. So I'm excited about that. I had the reorder. I ordered some pre-orders on Amazon. They delayed till May. So I decided just to scrap that order and go right to Kino Lorber. And I ordered some other stuff on Amazon, including David Bowie's Moon Age Daydream from Criterion on 4K. So I'm excited about that stuff coming down the pipeline. Gonna do some reviews on that. And might be a live stream tomorrow for the Vinegar Syndrome announcements for March. Twin Flicks. He's not sure if he can wake up that early, but hopefully Paul and I can do a little video and about the announcements on Vinegar Syndrome. But hope you're all having a good night and a good morning whenever you're watching. And thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe, like, all that stuff. Do your thing. Share the video. Comment below your thoughts on Dune 2 and then the new announcements on physical media. Peace out.